This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We keep an eye on the shifts in work that endure even as pandemic receded. Today, Colombia, a country once shunned by many visitors due to decades of internal armed conflict and lawlessness. But here in 2024, Colombia has become a big destination for digital nomads, people who can work from anywhere. The city of Medellin, especially, this is bringing wealth to residents there, but others are being priced out of their city. Here's the BBC's Catherine Ellis.
Colombia, a country full of music, biodiversity, coffee, and increasingly digital nomads. The country has recently soared in popularity with remote workers from around the world, wanting to enjoy a different way of life while not giving up their incomes. Eleanor Hughes from New Zealand is one of them.
I wanted to come here and dance more salsa here and just happened to be able to do that with my job.
Brianne Rout, who works for a US ceramics company in New Orleans, says there are many things that attracted her to Colombia.
The culture, the food, the kindness of the people, it's completely different than anything that I've experienced in the States.
Colombia's second biggest city, Medellin, with its leafy suburbs, cable cars, and relatively low cost of living, is now the second most popular place in Latin America for digital nomads, according to the remote worker website Nomadlist. Once dubbed the murder capital of the world in the early 90s and associated with narcotics trafficking and the infamous drug lord Pablo Escobar, the city has undergone a momentous transformation. Fruit seller Carlos Acosta says more foreigners means more business.
Some of them are great customers, good people who buy a lot. Things have improved a little with these people.
One study by consultancy firm Breakthrough estimates around 8,300 digital nomads are arriving in Medellin each month, helped in part by a renewable two-year digital nomad visa introduced in 2022. Uber driver Henri Muriel says he's benefited hugely.
They make up 70% of business for me, these people from abroad. Their arrival is good because if more arrive, the economy is better.
But some landlords now prefer to rent to foreigners who are willing to pay more than locals, pushing up prices in some areas by as much as 80%.
When digital nomads start coming, the market starts to be more constrained.
Juan Guillermo Yunda is a professor in urban and regional planning at Colombia's Pontifical Javerian University. He says that in Medellin, we're seeing a distinct type of gentrification.
More a super gentrification that is not displacing the lower income population, as happens in cities in the United States and Europe, but is displacing more kind of middle upper income families that traditionally used to live in these areas.
Cristina Guerrero has been looking for a new home for weeks without any luck.
The rent here in Medellin has increased exponentially. Sometimes there are apartments that you see and say, no, this isn't worth that much.
Despite rising rents, Medellin and Colombia has gone from no-go zone to one of the most desirable digital nomad destinations in the world, drawing in people like Brianne Rout.
I am absolutely in love with the mountains, the beaches, the hot, the cold. It has absolutely everything to offer.
Brianne says she's not planning on leaving anytime soon, and given the digital nomad visa is renewable, she might not have to. In Medellin, Colombia, I'm the BBC's Catherine Ellis for Marketplace.